Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm super excited to be with you guys here this week. I'm coming to you from down under, from Australia, from the amazing Access Consciousness summer tour, even though it's winter in the U.S. I'm coming to you from summer and from the future, because it's tomorrow in Australia. with the topic this week on being needless, the joy of being needless, and how that really, when we're willing to be needless, how that really allows us to be the source for the creation of what we would like to have as our life, and really get out of the sense that anybody else is responsible for creating the life that we would like to have, that would be fun for us, that's true for us. And I want to say just a little disclaimer here to begin that this is by no means, I mean, this is, you could just say that this is always true for my radio show, but by no means a topic that I feel that I have mastered, achieved the art of being needless. It's more a conversation that makes me really, really excited. That I have just begun to really have with myself and in all kinds of amazing conversations I've been part of with Access Consciousness. And it's really changing my world in a very dynamic way to look at this and to go, wow, you know, what would it be like if I really didn't need anything or anybody? How much freedom could I have? What could I create? What would I actually be willing to choose if that were the case? And creating my life from there. So I wonder where we'll go with this topic today. And the first thing I want to say is that when it comes to the energy of needless, there's a huge place where we misidentify and misapply that energy. And that is where we basically turn it into a fuck you to the rest of the world, where it's like, I don't need you, I don't need any. Blah, blah, blah. I don't need anything. I don't need anybody. I don't need to be happy. I don't need anything to make me happy. I don't need. And there can be such a freedom in not having need. And yet when you are actually sort of rejecting the idea that rejecting the idea of needing people, and literally from a place of like pushing them away and isolating yourself and separating from other people and other things, that's actually not being needless. It's this funny thing that we do where when we resist and react to something, we're actually buying it as real and true. So if there's anything in your world where you're resisting needing other people, and wanting to push them away and basically do a big fuck you, you're somewhere in your world also aligning and agreeing with the reality of needing as a reality that's even relevant to you. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, punch, hurts, boys and beyonds. If you don't know what I just said, that's the Access Consciousness clearing statement. And it's just a delete button for everything that doesn't actually contribute to your, like the lies and the limitations that we buy as real and true. And you don't have to know what it means. You don't have to know how it works. If you want to know, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and find out. But it's literally just a big energetic tool that just goes delete all the limitation that brought up. Just delete it. And you get to actually have more freedom. So So yeah, so if you're walking around the world going, I don't need anybody, I don't need anything, I don't need people in my life, I don't need money, I don't need this, I don't need that, somewhere you're resisting and reacting to this reality's point of view that you do need it. And in doing so, and this is always true for resistance and reaction, anything you resist, anything you react to, you are buying as true. You're aligning and agreeing with the very idea of whatever it is that you're resisting in order to resist it. Because if it wasn't actually true, there would be no need, no necessity, nothing in your world where you would need to resist whatever it is that you're resisting. So everywhere that you're just flipping the coin of aligning and agreeing into resisting and reacting when it comes to need and when it comes to any point of view that you have about anything, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, puck, shirts, whiz, mans. So this conversation got really, really dynamically opened up by, well, lots of things. There's been some conversations lately on agendas in Access Consciousness, which has been huge, like getting clear on what are your agendas and you know, how are they playing out in your world and in your life, and just some really that's a whole world I just opened up. But when you are functioning from agendas, and there's a lot of need there. There's a lot of need woven through the agendas that we have, and agendas have such a bad rap. Like, there's such a negativity around that word in this reality, and they actually are not the most generative thing to function from. And because agendas have such a bad rap, we aren't willing to be aware of our own agendas or the agendas of other people. So everywhere that you've cut off your awareness of your agendas or the agendas and the lies and the needs of other people, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So when you, because the thing is that need is this, it's this thing that's woven dynamically into like the fabric of our world, where we actually, I studied psychology and human development, and I was a psychotherapist and all that. And need is actually a thing. Like, it's a conversation in the psychological world where, you know, you have to acknowledge that you need people and your children need you and you need your children and you need people and you need people. And that's a healthy thing to need people. And yet it doesn't acknowledge our capacities to create. It doesn't acknowledge our capacity to create the life that we would love to have. And we a lot of the time not even know what that is. So it's this very interesting conversation that so many of us are steeped in, where we're like, yeah, I'm supposed to need, I need food, I need money, I need water, I need people in my life, I need this, I need that. And yet when we have that point of view, we're actually limiting dynamically what we can choose and what we can create, because you have to actually start to you start to put in place the agendas of your life that dictate, the need and the necessity, that you have decided, is real and true for you. So you put in place all these agendas to fulfill those needs. And what doesn't work about that? Well, what doesn't work is that we then actually get in the way of our own, we get in the way of like everything that the universe can contribute to us. Because if you have an agenda, you will block out your awareness so dynamically, and you will block out possibilities so dynamically. And so the way that the universe can show up to contribute to you with what you're creating is so limited, because you won't even be able to perceive or receive or see where that contribution is happening. It's more of just I know what I need. I know what's true for me. I know what my agendas are, and I'm going to make that shit happen. And if you've listened to any of my shows, you know I'm a big fan of chaos, and I'm a big fan of going, yeah, I don't actually know all of what would be phenomenal and amazing in my life. I like to create with the universe, which is, to me, a huge part of creating beyond reality is actually creating beyond need, creating your life beyond need and beyond necessity and beyond agenda and beyond all the points of view that you have about your life needing to be a particular way or not being a particular way or needing particular people to be in your life or not in your life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everywhere you've decided that you just really know dynamically everything that you need to know about the life that you'd like to have, you destroy and uncreate all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, pop, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. So, and the thing is, we can only know what it is that is sort of right in front of us. Like, we can only perceive, we can only perceive what matches what we've decided must be and what matches our, projections and expectations of, you know, what we need to have of our agendas, you know, of our agendas and our needs. If you have possibilities showing up in your world that don't match what you've decided your life needs to be, you will not even be able to see them. You won't even be able to choose them. I was looking at this today, actually. I was overhearing a conversation with somebody who was talking about, it was a money thing. And this person was like, I do all this work and it's free. I do all this free work and I'm really not happy about it. And it was so interesting because it was like, there's just this like real lack energy in this person's world. And the sense of like, well, I do it because I need to, because I, you know, like, because I just sort of am in this position where I have to, but it really just doesn't work for me, but I still do it, but it doesn't work for me, but I still do it. And there was all this need and all these agendas like rolled into this conversation. And the like need to be acknowledged and need to be right and need to be superior and all this stuff. And also like I was, and it was so interesting because this person was asking for somebody to pay them for what they were doing. But it was such a like confronting conversation and just like not generative. And it was so interesting because I looked at it and I was like, you know, what I know about the creation of money at this point is that when I actually have a generosity of spirit in my world and I'm willing to contribute to things, to projects, to people, to creations, regardless of money, you know, taking money out of the equation, taking money completely out of the conversation and going, looking at the energy of something, which really is taking the agenda out, taking the need of money out of the conversation, which is a very tricky one for a lot of people. When I'm willing to actually just function from the generosity of spirit of like, wow, me being part of this creation or this project or this whatever actually makes my world greater. It makes the world greater. It's like, of course I'm going to be part of this because it expands my life and living. Now, am I getting paid or am I not getting paid? Not as relevant to me. What's relevant to me is the choice for a greater future, which is a different kind of an agenda and doesn't have as much need as like, I need to be paid for my hours, you know? And what's so interesting is that like everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. And when you function from the point of view that you need money and you need to be reimbursed and you need to be compensated and you need to be paid and you need money and you need money and everything you do needs to be part of the creation of money, you actually dynamically eliminate money from your world. The less I sort of like care about money, I mean, and what I mean by that is like, well, let's just put it in the language of this radio show, like the less agendas I have about money, the less need I have for money, the more it just organically flows into my life. Like, it's just sort of a steady stream. There aren't starts and stops in my world financially like there used to be. And it's something that I've just created by, you know, and I certainly didn't start here, but like really being committed to, hey, I want to get over this need of money thing. I want to get over the need of anything, because anything I need keeps me from actually being the source of my life and being the source for the creation of what's actually going to work for me, what's true for me. So everything that doesn't allow you to go beyond need and into the generative and creative energies of creation as the space that you function from, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. And the thing is that when you're needless, you don't actually, it's not like now all of a sudden you have to like renounce money and, you know, live in a tent eating, you know, dehydrated food for the rest of your life. It's a totally different space of like, it's actually an acknowledgement that and so money, just as an example, it's an acknowledgement that money actually already is. It already exists in your world. It is there. It is plentiful. It is abundant. It is, it just is. You are money. There's books on that, how to become money in advance, how to become money workbooks. So in Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, you can search in the Access shop and that'll take you if you're interested in that. But what everything that you've decided that you need that keeps you from actually having what would be fun for you and in your life, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine. Whew! Puck, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. So all the needs you are using to eliminate the possibilities you are choosing, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. Truly, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. And we really have, it's funny. We're funny. Our minds are funny. Just to look again and again, and there's something for me that really helps me to have the cognitive understanding of this. I know not everybody functions from that same point of view, but in case this helps, when you have need of something or somebody in your world, you actually dynamically put up walls to the receiving of whatever that is. You put up walls to the receiving of the money that you need. You put up walls to the receiving of the different relationship that you need, or of the reality with your body that you need, or the life that you need, or the reality with parenting or business or all of that stuff. You actually, when you have need, you put up walls to the receiving of whatever it is. It is absolutely hysterical if you're willing to laugh at yourself. I find it quite hysterical because we are working so hard against ourselves. If you truly would like to have something and you don't have the need of it, it will come into your world so much faster, so much more dynamically, with so much more ease than the need that we pile on top of everything. So everywhere that you've, you know, like spread need all over your life, thinking that that's how you can create and receive and accomplish what you'd like to create and receive and accomplish, will you destroy and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and meons. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. And when you find yourself actually going into need and necessity and all that, run that. That's the opposite statement, the crazy phrase. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. It will scramble your brain, and it will also give you a space where you can have different choices. And the choice, I'm going to very specifically call it a choice, to go beyond need, is actually an incredibly dynamic choice. it is available to you. I mean, and I'm not saying like you can choose it and it'll be there and it's just instantaneous, you know. For some people, yeah. For some, maybe not so much. But when you start to choose something, the energy of that starts to show up in your world. It might take some time, but if you continue to choose it and continue to choose it and continue to be committed to a reality that doesn't have need, that doesn't have agendas, you'll get there. You'll get there. You just have to demand it and allow it to show up. So more on that when we come back from our break. We're just going to take a quickie little moment here. And this is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We will be back in a moment.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about need and needless and the joy of it all, the joy of it all, the joy of it all. Going beyond having agendas and into a space of true creation. This is something that has been really amazing to see, actually. And I love this so much about Access Consciousness. It's like we come across these new conversations where it's like, holy crap, like how did we even function with this in place? You know, it's sort of like a new discovery where as we start to play with it and look at it and talk about it in classes and on calls and in different types of conversations, all of a sudden it's like, wow, you know, this is something that's really been limiting our worlds and limiting what we can create and what we can choose. And then, you know, you get to have the freedom to go beyond it, which is so dang cool. And the choice to go beyond it. And need is a really interesting one. And being needless and the joy of being needless, which is a part of this show, and we will get more into that. Because it actually, as I was saying before the break, you know, when you have an energy of need in your world, you're actually dynamically eliminating whatever that is that you've decided you need from your world. So not your best choice. You know, so if you'd really like to create something, it's a very valuable energy to weed out of your life. And now how do you do that? Because this whole world is created on around need and the lie of need. You know, the lie that we need people, we need things, we need. And if you look at people that you know or that you're around that function from that, like the intensity of need, it's not a fun energy to be around. I mean, if you look at like homeless people, you know, asking for money on the side of the road, when people are doing it with a sense of intense need, it is such a repelling energy as opposed to somebody that's like, hey, you know, if you'd like to contribute to me, great. If you wouldn't, great. You know, I know for me, I'm so much more likely to contribute to somebody when they're like, hey, I'm totally happy to receive, willing to receive, and don't need to receive. It's very different energy than, you know, somebody panting in your face going, are you going to give me what I've decided I need from you? I was just interacting with somebody today who was doing that, and it was just so, like, just so interesting to just start to play with the energy and just pull energy from this person rather than trying to resist it and not have any need for it, anything to change, but just going, yeah, this doesn't actually work, you know? So there's all kinds of things that we can do when these energies show up in our world, both in our own personal world and with other people in relationship. And it's so cool to get to play with the energy, you know, and not have to have a lot of words because the energy, and sometimes words are great, but playing with the energy actually can really change things dynamically. And you don't have to open up your mouth, which can be really helpful. So how do you go beyond need? How do you actually start to change that in your life and eliminate need as a space that you function from? Well, for one, being aware of it is a really great start, because as you become aware of the energy of need, where it's functioning in your world, where you're functioning from it, where it's operating in your world, you begin to really dynamically, you just have more choice available to you. You know, when you have more awareness, you have new information, new awareness, you have new choices. If you're functioning from a completely unconscious choice, like an unconscious space where you don't even know something's going on in the background, then having, being willing to go beyond it, it's unlikely, because you don't even know what's going on. So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, pop, shirts, ways and means. So when you start to function from a different space, so let's talk more about functioning beyond need and getting rid of it, so to speak. So being aware that that's going on in your world, and look at what are the areas of your life where you are functioning dynamically from need. For some people, it's like there are particular areas where that shows up a lot more than other areas. Some people really want a relationship. You know, that was when I was a lot younger. I don't know, 20 some odd years ago. And I had this total belief that there was such a thing as a soulmate. And I was looking for my soulmate. I was going to find my soulmate, and I needed my soulmate. And it was just, you know, I think I was probably like 23, like I was pretty young. And it was just this like intense space of need for like this person to show up in my life that I had decided was going to, you know, like create such a difference in my world. And it really, you know, of course, let's come to find out for me that I was like, oh, I didn't find my soulmate because soulmate doesn't even exist in my world, at least. It's like there's wonderful people that you can include in your life. But if you make somebody your soulmate, you make them actually the object of your need. You've decided that there's something that they have to be or do, you know, in order to, you know, for your life to be a particular way. That doesn't really work. So there's that. but just starting to have awareness of it and go, wow, okay. Oh, I know what I was saying. So some people, there's a lot of need in the area of relationship. For some people, there's a lot of need in the area of money, and needing money and needing money and needing money and needing money, that creates such an intense energy in people's worlds that pushes money away. So if you function from the need of money with the creation of your business, well, first of all, will you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Ever you're pushing money away while simultaneously saying how intensely you require it. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys, meons. And, you know, like I said before, it's like when you get rid of that energy of need, the thing that you actually have decided that you need can show up, which is just very cool. So how else can we get rid of this energy of need in our worlds? Well, one, you know, like I said, be aware that it's going on. Start looking at what are the areas of your life where you function from need, where you dynamically be this energy of need that pushes everything away. And also now with that awareness, what choices can you actually be making? What new choices can you make with the new awareness of, you know, that need has been running the show? Maybe it's, you know, even just choosing to go, wow, okay, you're listening to this conversation. You might just go, I'm really going to demand that I don't have need in my world. And I'm going to choose that. And I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how I'm going to get there or what it's going to be like to create that or what's going to be required of me. That's okay. I don't have to know, but I am going to choose that. I'm going to choose that energy because the ease and the elegance and the freedom of not having need is huge. And what happens is when you don't have that, you then begin to perceive what's actually true for you. You begin to function from a reality of possibilities that's true for you. If you're buying into the story of need, you have to like show up in a way in the world that is so much more about other people's realities than your own reality. You actually have to show up and go, okay, well, what does this person require of me? What does this person require of me? What are their points of view? Like, if this person's going to come and, you know, give me money for my services or whatever, like, what do I need to be for them so that they can actually do it and so that they'll choose me? And, you know, I work a lot with people in businesses, so that's one that comes up a lot. You know, when you begin to go beyond need, you actually start to choose from a space of honoring you, of going, I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I'm so happy to have people in my life and willing to have people in my life and willing to not have people in my life. And either way, it's fine because there's something that I'm creating here. And I don't even totally know what it is. And that's okay. I don't need to totally know what it is. So you begin to actually, like, your life begins to become this playground, this space that is teeming with possibilities, that you don't have access to if you have that need in your world. And you actually begin to then show up in your own life in such a way where the party is, you know, the party's with you. Like, you are actually the life of the party. You are this space of like, yeah, I need nothing. I'm willing to have everything. What can I create today? If you don't need it, so even if you just look at your day today, if you don't need money, if you don't need people in any particular role in your life, if you don't need anything to change, if you don't need to have any specific reality with your body, with parenting, with relationships, with sex, with business, with money, all the hot topics, if you don't need any of that, then what can you create? And how could you show up in the world? And what would you actually, so today, what would you choose today? What would your day be like today if you just functioned from what would be fun? What would be fun? Puts you in the driver's seat and puts you in the space of actually like having the party of your life and living no matter who chooses it or doesn't choose it. And the capacity to be the source for the creation of it. No matter what anybody else does or chooses or whether they contribute to you or not, all of that becomes irrelevant in this conversation because you are now the source. When you don't have need, you become the source for the creation of your life and living. Very, very different. Very, very different. So we're going to take our next break and we will be back with more very shortly. This is Heather Nichols and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week on Creating Beyond Reality Radio talking about the joy of being needless. And we started, before the last break, we started to talk about the joy of it, the party of it. When you don't have a need for anybody to do anything for you or give anything to you, they actually can contribute to you greater than you can imagine. When you don't have a need for money in your world, money can come and play because it comes to the party where there are possibilities. When you don't have a need for any change to happen in your relationship or with your body or with your business, it can then start to change in a really different way because there aren't these points of view kind of overlaying everything that you're creating and limiting what's actually possible. So, and what shows up then is truly your life begins to be a party. And this is something I've been playing with a lot lately. With the holidays happening right now, it's December 11th. And so we're really heading into the thick of holiday time. And I, a few years ago, I just started going, you know what, this is really boring to me. Like the whole reality of, everybody sort of shuts down for Christmas time and it becomes this really, creationless time of year. It was like, I actually would really like to change that. And I don't need to change it for the world. I don't need to change it for the world. I would like to just change it in my world. And so I started creating things. I started actually turning up the creation this time of year and creating, you know, conversations that people might want to be having in different spaces of creation. And I just did a joy of business class on the day after Thanksgiving, and we're doing a New Year's class on a New Year's foundation class this year here at my home in Boulder. And so just creating what actually worked for me. And the energy of that is really being the host of the party of your own life and living. If you move through the world with a need to engage with other people in a particular way, with a need for other people to show up in your life in a particular way, with a need for anything to happen or not happen, as we've talked about, you limit what can show up. And when you begin to let go of need and have this sense of the joy of being needless, your life actually becomes this amazing party where it's literally like you get to enjoy. You get to now enjoy your life. Can you imagine the freedom of not needing money, of not needing anybody, of not needing anything, of not needing a reality, like your reality to look any particular way? Can you imagine the freedom of that? And what occurs when you have that level of freedom with what you choose and what you be and what you create in the world is such an incredible space of joy and a space of truly your life becoming a party of creation, your life becoming this party of possibilities and exploration and contribution and receiving and interaction and play with the quantum entanglements of the universe that takes on truly a life of its own. And what happens in the world, and particularly at this time of year, is most people actually do the opposite, is, you know, where they actually like shut down their joy, they shut down their creative juices, they shut down all these things to, you know, because everybody around you is grumpy. Everybody around you is depressed. Everybody around you is shoveling too much food and eggnog into their mouth, you know, or around their family and not really wanting to be around their family. But families have, you know, and families have so much need woven through them. So that's a, you know, that's a huge piece too. But what would it be like if your life was actually a party all the time, all the time. And you were the host of the party and you had the joy of that. And you had this freedom to move through the world in a really different way. And to actually show up and be like, yep, I actually get to create the vibe here in my day, in my world. I get to create the vibe, get to create the invitation for other people to come and play or not. You don't need them to. If they do, great, that's fun. If they don't, that's fun too. So just a really, really different space. And one of the things that really starts to show up, if you're willing to have that as your reality, and this is a very different conversation and a very different possibility, because most people actually aren't willing to have that level of joy in their world. But what occurs is you then begin to just, like, truly your life actually becomes joyful. Like, it just becomes joyful. And you actually become this anomaly in the world in a way, because very few people are willing to have their life be a party, are willing to have their life be joy, are willing to, you know, basically become as dynamic with creation and unstoppable with creation as you can be when you're functioning from no need, total choice, total freedom, total creation. It's a completely different space. And so I actually, this conversation to me is a really fun conversation to be having this time of year in particular. And some of you have been part in the past of my Creation of Living series, which basically are just one-time telecalls, energy pulls, all kinds of different creations that where they get to, like, you can do one of them or some of them or all of them, whatever you'd like to do. But these different conversations that feed into each other and expand each other and address different aspects of an energy that is available. And so there's a Creation of Living going on right now, Creation of Living Holidays, the holiday extravaganza, where we're playing with this conversation and, you know, in all kinds of different ways. But we started off, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago with a one-time call on becoming a valuable product in your own life. So, you know, if you don't need people, then you get to be valuable. You get to actually be the valuable product rather than they're the valuable product or your clients are the valuable product because they decide if they want to hire you or not, like all that kind of stuff. We had a call a few days ago on actually being the host of the party. So really showing up in your life as the party host, you know, inviting people to the reality of joy and possibilities that you would like to see. And both of those calls are, you can buy them after the fact. We're starting in a few days on, I believe it's Friday this week, the 15th of December. We're starting another set of energy pulls. This one's going to be very different. It's called Got Joy, Daring to Have What Nobody Wants. And it's 30 days of energy pulls and other shenanigans. You're going to have shenanigans going on where you can actually, we're just going to play with actually daily conversations, daily energy pulls, daily choices around actually having joy in your life, your life being a party of joy. And there might be three people on the call with me because very few people actually want to have that conversation. And I don't actually care because I don't need anybody to join. I'm really excited to be in a daily conversation of truly choosing joy. And what is joy? What is joy actually? You know, what creates it in our worlds, in the world? What, you know, how can we be the invitation for it? And what's it like to actually live from a daily demand, choice, and possibility of the totality of joy that doesn't exist on this planet? So I'm really, really excited to expand that conversation. All of the links for all of these things I'm talking about are available on one landing page. It's heathernichols.com/creationofliving holidays. And you can sign up for everything together. If you want to do like a package, you can sign up for one or a few or whatever. Whatever's fun for you, or none. You can just listen to the radio shows. We're doing another one next week on Creating from Turn On. It's going to be terrible. I know nothing about that topic and have no fun with it at all. And that's the thing is like, I'm like, why would I spend the month of December? And this is just sort of a metaphor for the rest of your life, for me, for the rest of my life. But why would I spend the month of December like waiting for it to be over? That's what I used to do. It was like, all right, when's this month going to end? You know, when's it going to be over? And when can I actually, you know, have fun again? That's not being the host of your own party. If you're waiting for the world to change so that you can have fun again, think again, you know, or don't think again, but choose again. Because you actually, you could create that as your reality and as your world and as the world right now. If you don't need other people to join you in the choice of that, in the, you know, development, in the creation of that, then the choice is much more readily available to you because you no longer are waiting for anybody to join you. Nobody needs to join you for you to have a life of joy and creation and possibilities. Nobody needs to join you. It's truly an inside job. And one of the things that I've been finding as I've been playing with this really, really dynamically in the past couple months is, you know, it's like how much I truly enjoy me. And I don't need other people, and I really enjoy other people, and I enjoy being around other people. I don't want to be around other people all the time. I don't want to be around any one person all the time, or even people all the time. But I do enjoy being around me all the time, which is a good thing because, you know, wherever you go, there you are. But I do, there's a space of fun in my world and joy and happiness and this, like, just this, like, possibility for creation that I haven't had before. And it's really coming out of this conversation with me of not having need, not needing anybody to be anything, not needing anything to be anything, not needing my life to be anything. And then I can actually show up to perceive what's going to create more, what's going to be generative for me. And I can choose it. I can just freaking choose it. And so what would that be like if you actually were the one who got to decide, you know, what energies were present in your world and when, and, what you got to have and be and what your life actually is, as a result of your choice to have a joyful life, like the joy of being needless and this sense of living life on your own terms. So, this is a conversation that I think is, it's time to have it. So we'll be diving in for 30 days. Got joy, energy pulls, daring to have what nobody wants. And then we have 5 days of creation, 5 calls in a row, 5 days in a row, December 26th through the 30th, which I always do. This is the fourth year I'm doing this 5 days of creation that time of year. Because would you rather be drunk on eggnog or creating? And the theme is becoming unstoppable. So all of this and more, part of the Creation of Living Holiday series, heathernichols.com/creationoflivingholidays. And I just wish you way more fun than you're allowed to have this time of year, way more joy, and the delight, the sheer and utter delight of being you, which is really, truly the funnest thing that there is once you get down to it. So back next week for more and on Creating from Turn On. And until then, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.